Hello, I'm here with Francesca Perrin. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. We just started the conference and it's great to see the enthusiasm here today.
It's amazing. And we've just had two very inspirational keynote speakers, first of all, which was Philip Tygo and Rich Dallin of Facebook. And they were both talking about really how new technology has lowered the barriers for people, so more people can access new technology, create new with new technology, and that's enabling, you know, revolutions in terms of connections, in terms of creating content, in terms of what they can do and how they can organise and affect change with it, really. And that's what today's conference is all about, really, isn't it?
It really is, and I was very pleased that they both said, this is still about people. It's not just about the tools. But when people can access these really simple platforms, it's transformational. And when you see one to many or many to many, you have a new set of conversations, you can take new risks, and that changes democratic accountability, it changes entertainment, you name it. So I'm pleased to have that enthusiasm get across, and we're now going to break into different sector panels to talk about health, education, finance, and really go deeper into those questions.
And Philip Tygo's talk was quite inspirational. I mean, he was talking about how, you know, it's often not just a case of copying and pasting different technologies into new contexts. It's all subject to context, basically. But experimenting with these things really is worth the risk, because when they pay off in droves.
Exactly. And there's a perception amongst some people that this technology isn't relevant in Kenya or Nigeria. So what he was saying is, no, this is huge. And people are using it in different ways, and it may be over a mobile rather than a desktop PC, but it's out there, and if you do remember the context and you keep it appropriate to where you're working, then it will be very powerful.
And often, because, you know, he said we can afford to fail, and often with the costs of these technologies, they are often very low cost or very low entry or free. He's right. Anyone can afford to fail with using them. So the question is, why not, really?
Well, it's one of the messages I'd like to get across to donors and funders, which is, as he said, you know, fail fast, fail cheap, and learn from it.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants to do stupid things, but you have to try and see what happens. And that's what everybody is doing in a technology space. It's all about making mistakes and learning from it. And I think that's a good lesson in technology and philanthropy and in life generally.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much for organising such a brilliant day.
Thank you.
Cheers.